Caroline in Pennsylvania is looking to build a deck. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, hi. We have an old house. It's an old brick house, and we want to put a deck on the back of it. And we're shopping around for decking materials, and there's these composites, there's wood. You know, we'd like to make it as carefree and maintenance-free as possible since we have so much other work to do on this 100-year-old home. And after looking at some of the materials, we are just at a loss of where to start and what kind of material to build with. And we're not particular about color. So that's what we need help with. We need a little bit of help with what to make our deck out of.
Well, you're stuck in analysis paralysis. You've got too many decisions here. So let's make it easy for you. First of all, composite is definitely the way to go today.
Especially for low maintenance.
Composites would be used on the deck surface and the railing. The structure would still be built out of pressure-treated lumber. And Leslie, you just completed a composite deck with Fiberon. That's great stuff.
We did. We used Fiberon decking materials for the top. We just resurfaced our existing deck. You know, we made sure that everything underneath that was made out of pressure-treated lumber was still in good shape, and then just put the new fiber on top. It looks gorgeous. It comes in two sort of price points. They both look fantastic. You can really see that there is beautiful graining, so it looks like real wood. You will never have to paint it. You will never have to sand it or stain it. If you go with wood, every 2 years you are going to be putting something on it, refinishing, sanding something down. I mean, there's just a lot of maintenance with a wood deck, and that's okay because some people really like that look and want that and are committed to the upkeep. But you know, if you're like me and you feel a little lazy and you just want to enjoy the deck and you don't really want to do a lot of work, a composite is fantastic. They just need a little bit of cleaning every season just to get the yuck off that's been on it for the winter. Fiberon is a great one. Check them out.
I've never seen a product that looks more like natural wood.
It's
their
gorgeous.
Website is fiberondecking.com, F-I-B-E-R-O-N decking.com.
We went with the Tropics line in the mahogany. It's beautiful.
Oh, all right. Mahogany sounds great because our house is an old red clay brick house, and that sounds like that'll match it pretty nicely. Thank you so much. I had one other question that slipped my mind. Oh, the one thing that I was concerned about, the wear on this stuff, is it kind of like how fiberglass kind of chips away and the fibers start coming up like on an old boat or whatever?
This is tough stuff. You should have no concerns about the wear and tear. It's really very, very durable. It's the perfect choice for your house.
Thank you so much. Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Day.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
And you know what? We stupidly resurfaced the deck and then went and had the house painted.
Yeah.
And of course, the painter was not as tidy as we had hoped they might be. And there were footprints and paint all over the place. And with a little bit of elbow grease, my husband and I were able to, you know, just scrub with some soapy water and use our fingernails and a little bit of steel wool and got all that paint off. And there is no damage to the deck.
That's fantastic.